Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for joining us here on the second episode of the Summer Catfish Tour presented by Superior Catfish. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird if Brupolo was in Webb.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pep Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever it is you're looking for from a printing department, they've got it at Pep Printing and Signs. They'll get you taken care of. They have 30 years of experience doing exactly that. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business by signing up today with Pep Printing and Signs. 10% of your sale goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You simply cannot beat that deal. And if you need printing, call my friend Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Or you can visit online, pipridgeland.com, to see what all they have to offer. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. They've got everything with the new logos that you need to have this upcoming football season. It's a change. It's a new era here at Mississippi State. Be a part of it with the correct logo on your shirts. Don't keep the old days alive. It's time for a new day at Mississippi State. Be a part of it with a trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you are looking for if you're having a special occasion, or if you just want the meal to be the special occasion, get a table at Restaurant Tyler for dinner. The best steaks in town, great pastas, chicken, vegetarian options, and my favorite dessert, the stuffed pancake. If you haven't had a stuffed pancake at Restaurant Tyler, you haven't had a great dessert in the city of Starkville. Simple as that. Check them out. Corner of Main and Washington. A delicious meal awaits at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only where all those locations are that you can find the one closest to you, but more importantly, to show you how they're going to work for your money. You worked for your money to get it to the bank. Let Priority One Bank take it from there. Let them show you how that you can invest and manage your money in a way that makes sense to you, that you want to deal with, and of course, give you that service that only a place like Priority One Bank can provide for you. The website is PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Let's get to the tour. Stop number two, the Catfish Cabin in Boyle, Mississippi. This is Thunder and Lightning on the Summer Catfish Tour presented by our good friends over at Superior Catfish. I'm Brian Haydad. He's Robbie Falk. We are live at the Catfish Cabin here in Boyle, Mississippi, where we got to do a little work first, but I'm looking forward to hitting that buffet and as soon as I humanly can. We got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk to some great folks, including our friend Brent Johnson from Superior Catfish. He's going to explain why Superior Catfish is Superior Catfish. So looking forward to that conversation. But first, I don't know about this now, Robbie. We talked about this, and then this man tweets out he's betrayed us. Stefan Krajnik from the Jackson Clarion Ledger covers Mississippi State for at least another week or two, right?
No, today's my last day.
Today's your actual last day.
Yeah.
Wow, he's going out with a bang.
So as people listen on Saturday.
He's got some things to say about you people.
The truth will finally come out.
So you announced today that you've taken a new job with Cleveland.com. You're becoming the Ohio State University. So let's not worry about that, though. Let's talk about the good times we've had here in Starkville, and we've had plenty of them. Give me your moment, other than the one we've already discussed, because we're going to go into detail on that.
Okay.
Give me the Mississippi State moment that stands with you the most through your time here.
So I was actually thinking about this. I thought this was going to be asked. The game, like in terms of the game itself, that probably stands out to me is the men's basketball game this year against Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one, State came out on the wrong side, but like that game was so, like, I mean, growing up in Indiana, like basketball is my favorite sport. There's no secret about that. It's like,
In 49 other states.
In 49 other states.
Yeah, exactly.
But that game, like watching Hubbard and Shepard like go at it at that level in that environment is something I'm never going to forget. But in terms of...
Could you pick a win, please?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Then this will be probably the favorite.
Every great game that somebody witnesses in Mississippi State's not an actual win.
Yeah. They lost, but it was so much... It was a cool game.
The game that I'm going to look back on and probably remember the most, though, is the 2022 Egg Bowl. And I think it was kind of like a sluggish game. The weather was... It wasn't like... Until like that last like stretch where you have the fumble at the goal line and then, you know, Ole Miss goes down and scores, but, you know, Randy Charlton stops the two-point conversion. Like, that was probably the best sequence of the game because the game itself was kind of sluggish, like not that fun of a game. But like, when you look back on it and you realize the magnitude of it, like, State wins the Egg Bowl, and on top of which you find out that, you know, a month later, you find out that that's Mike Leach's last game that he's ever ever coached. And that's something that I'm never going to forget. Like, that... More than the game is like the post game of like that press conference that was so chaotic. So you could probably say that about the ReliaQuest Bowl too. Like that followed that, like it was so chaotic, so hectic. Like Leach was so happy, like on top of the world. Like and he's like he wasn't like that after wins all the time.
Right.
Like there's times where after wins he would rip into the team a little bit, and like go on about, you know, how they could have been better. Like he was so happy in that moment, and there was just pure joy. The jokes he made about, you know, being in the locker room full of cigars and being like, it looked like a dumpster fire in there. Like, it's something I'm never going to forget. And that game was awesome. And it was a state win. Make you happy there, Ron.
Appreciate that.
An Egg Bowl win.
Chair getting thrown on the field. And
yeah, the chair getting thrown was getting thrown at Ra-Ra Thomas.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yeah, which it is hilarious.
Our old John Sokoloff was getting... yelled at by the student section.
John, throwing a chair would have been probably the nicest thing they could have done that night to John. But no, it was a cool experience, a cool game that I'm never going to forget. That's for sure.
Everybody who's covered Mike Leach, you know, at Texas Tech and at Washington State, they got that one seminal press conference where it's like, oh, here we go, lock in. You and I sat next to each other in Tuscaloosa in 2022. When Mike Leach made the rant about dinosaurs and people evolving in a way that they don't have hands anymore and gas station toys. And so to take you through it, I just remember we were opposite sides of the table. He was sitting over here and I just went like this. I gave him the look.
We all stopped typing. And
we stopped typing.
We all locked in.
Yeah, like a peek behind the scenes. Like when we're at these press conferences, we're usually like, you know, typing up quotes either to tweet them live or to have it so later.
Trying to type as fast as we can to keep up with what's being said.
And I'm typing. I'm like, okay, like type
I'm done.
Thing about dinosaurs. And he got like 5 seconds in, and I was just like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm just going to listen.
I'm just going to take this in. And what's funny is that quick clip like went viral so quick. And Grace was there. People on Thunder Lightning know Grace, my girlfriend. She was there and she tweeted the clip, and like to this day, like she'll get a YouTube notification and it's like people will comment like rest in peace Mike.
Yeah,
like that video comes up on people's feeds all the time and they're always commenting, and it was just like I wish there was a camera like strapped on my forehead to like almost like a GoPro to like take on everyone's faces, because like these poor like Alabama student interns that are passing around the microphone or they might not, they're like recording.
Well, they're recording. They're recording
so they can get like the visiting team press conference, and like this like poor dude that was like standing, he was like, the hell is going on?
I've never gone back and read that transcript. I need to do that one day.
Basically, the whole premise of it was that, you know, they were kind of, since it was Alabama,
they were looking
scared.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he arrived at that.
And he was asked about drops.
They were dropping passes, yeah.
He was asked about drops, and it turned into
the dinosaur.
They're going to evolve and not have hands down the road a million years from now.
It was, he actually made a decent
point
at the end of it.
That's the best part.
You had to get there.
The whole time, like, what is he talking about? And then you're like, dang, that was actually...
He was actually pretty deep, yeah. I remember those Alabama kids. I mean, because they're used to Saban, right? Saban, matter of fact, straight to it. And they're just like sitting there, like mouth wide open, and I'm dying inside. I'm like, I can't laugh, but
He walked out of the presser, and we're all just like sitting there, and I like turned to hate it. I'm just like, what just happened?
I thought it was you. It may have been me. I was just like, that was a moment.
Yeah,
like, you know, we had that moment.
Like, there's a lot of clips that he had that like went viral, like something like that. Like.
That's on the
we're sitting there, and like as it's happening, you're like, this is about to blow up.
Yeah,
like when this press conference is done and someone posts this video, it's gonna blow up, and it did. It was an all time Mike Leach rant.
What made Starkville special to you?
Oh man, I mean, you guys, the people.
The gate's so nice.
I'm going to sound like Sam Purcell here a little bit, talking about how special
dang
the people
it.
Are. And I think, like, we go through those press conferences and, like, we kind of ignored. You're taught to kind of ignore the cliches, like, that the coaches drop a lot of times. And, like, especially when it's a coach that leaves, so I kind of feel like I'm in that boat. But, like, in all honesty, like, when I moved to Mississippi in 2021, I mean, I graduated from Indiana in May, and in late July, early August, I moved to Starkville, Mississippi. Like, and no idea what I was getting myself into. I had somewhat of an idea. Like, people know Ben Portnoy. He went to Indiana. We overlap. We're really good friends. And he, you know, he talked to me so much about Starkville, but it was like going there and actually moving. Like, you know, I moved away from college 3 hours from home. Like, I mean, I'm like 10, 11 hours from home moving to Mississippi. Completely new, like, you got to meet new friends, like, meet new people, and, like, that's the part that, like, sticks out, is, like, the people that I was able to meet, like, you guys, like, John Sokoloff, like, the people on the beat, like, what people, like, maybe don't know about our jobs is, like, it's probably more with baseball than any other sport, is, like, in the press box, like, we have an amazing time, like, we do work, like, we follow the game, like, we write, like, stuff like that, but, like, when you're in the press box, it's the third inning at Duty Noble Field, and there's nothing going on, like,
yeah.
Those are the moments that
it's
I
just think. Like, hanging out with your friends,
yeah,
you, so,
like, you
at least on moments. This beat,
yeah,
some other beats some people have an like issue with,
like, you're not supposed to do that,
like, it's work to talk to people,
yeah,
and I can't imagine going to a game and, let's be honest, there hasn't been a lot of great Mississippi State moments since you've been here. I can't imagine going to a game during this stretch and some of these things that we've had to watch, back-to-back losing seasons
yep.
in SEC play in baseball, and, you know, football, what we witnessed last year, kind of a transition in basketball, and not being able to have some fun.
Yeah.
It would have been miserable for me.
And Grace, so, like, Grace and I talk about it all the time, too. Like, we'll be getting ready to go to these games, and it's, like, Sunday at noon, and you're, like, you know, kind of tired. Like, you don't really feel like this game. And it's, like, you sit there, you're like, our job is to go to a baseball game and sit there and watch baseball
yes.
or football.
I try
or,
to keep that in mind.
Yeah. You're like, you got to kind of keep that in mind. And I think mm-hmm. that's the part that's been so awesome is, like, we're going to these sporting events, and then you're sitting there with your closest friends, like, being able to not just talk about the sporting event, but, like, whatever it may be that's going on. We've had discussions that we probably should talk about on this podcast.
I mean, FCC lets you go on a podcast. You can say whatever
that's
you want.
True. That's true. But, like, that is the part that I'm definitely going to miss the most. Like, the people that I've met have made, you know, this place feel like a second home for me. And people that, you know, I'm going to talk to for the rest of my life and be friends with for the rest of my life. And that's the part that sticks out the most is in the words of Sam Purcell, the people.
As a Serbian man, do you feel like you would ever try fried catfish?
Probably not, honestly.
By the way, we got a chance in the truck on the way up here to hear
one of the funniest things ever.
To hear Stefan and his dad have a conversation in straight Serbian.
Yeah.
And it was an experience.
I don't speak Serbian, but I'm going to try to Boyle, Mississippi. And I was like, I understood those two words. I don't know what else
talking. We were talking about the Serbia-Slovenia soccer match, actually.
Were you?
What was funny is, like, well, first of all, the reason my dad called me.
Did we win, by the way?
We tied. We scored in the 95th minute.
All right.
Did you watch?
Jeez. I was busy all day yesterday.
As we're driving up is when I tweeted, you know, the news that I was going to go cover Ohio State. And, like, my dad, who's not on social media, like, you know, like, I told my mom and my dad that, like, the tweet was going out, whatever, like, they could start talking to people about it openly,
mm-hmm.
and my dad called me on the drive up to congratulate me. I'm like, Dad, I told you, like, 2 weeks ago that I was taking this job, and you congratulated. He's like, well, yeah, I was just calling. So anyway, but, like, I texted him when Serbia scored in the 95th minute to tie. Like, obviously, you don't want to walk out with 1 point against a team you probably should have beat, but, like,
but you got the,
you're down 1-0. You scored 95th minute. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I text him. I'm like, wow. He responds, this team is no good. I'm like, you know what? You probably fit into something
like
pretty well.
From Mississippi State.
He'd be a great Mississippi State. If you ever get the chance to meet Stefan's dad, he is exactly what you, if you picture, like, an Eastern European tank
that
of a
him.
Man.
That is him.
It's him.
If he was coaching, like offensive line at State.
Oh,
you'd feel pretty good about what you got.
Can you imagine him yelling at his offensive lineman in Serbian? That would be outstanding.
They would not miss a block. I'll tell you that.
Back to my original point. What's your thoughts on fried catfish?
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong, especially superior catfish.
So, we were over there a minute ago looking at the buffet, and there's this, you know, big sheet of marshmallow. And they scoop it up. I was like, oh, there's sweet potatoes under there. And I'd never seen
sweet potatoes
with the marshmallows on top.
Well, what's funny is the first time we walked by, Hayden's like, oh, that's like marshmallows. I'm like sitting there, I'm like.
And I said, I was like, there must be, they're putting sweet potatoes next to it, but they're already under.
And sure enough, I literally come back later, someone takes a scoop, and I'm like, He's like, those are sweet potatoes. And I was like, all right.
Two of Mississippi's greatest exports, fried catfish or catfish in general, and sweet potatoes.
There we go. I will say, on top of missing the people, I'm probably going to lose some weight when I move to Ohio.
Oh, there's no doubt.
No more cookouts
the food
either.
In Mississippi. No cookout.
No Christmas party.
The Christmas party. The food in Mississippi, man. Like, and you've talked about this a lot, Robbie, on the podcast too. By the way, I listened to the podcast my entire time here. I was literally listening to it. It was like Monday or Tuesday. Grace is like, you know, you don't have to listen. I was like, well, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
But you've talked about this a lot. Like, people make Starkville out to be like some town in the middle of nowhere, like with nothing to do. Like, the food and the bar scene, especially in the Cotton District, but, you know, kind of, you know, throughout Starkville is like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go wrong. Like
very
underrated. When people are like, oh, these recruits aren't going to want to go to Mississippi State. Like, there's nothing to do. They're like, no. Like, these coaches are taking these players out to really, it's like good amazing food, good restaurant. The bar scene is great.
Social scene, yeah.
Like, it's like what people make Starkville out to be is not at all what Starkville is. Like, Starkville's an awesome college town. You and I have talked about a ton of things Starkville can do to probably get better and kind of, maybe do what some other college towns are doing. And I think, you know, people like Alden Thornhill are doing an amazing job of like getting there and doing stuff like that. But like, I love Starkville, man. Like, it's tough leaving, which I wouldn't have expected to say that, you know, 3 years ago, like moving to Starkville, no idea what I'm getting into, but like, we're talking about fried catfish. Like, I'm gonna miss the fried catfish. I'll miss a lot of the food. That's for sure.
The people that come through here, the Ben Portnoy's, and
they're our greatest advocates.
Yeah, that
100%.
They cannot stop talking about Starkville, Mississippi State, even after they leave. Yeah. They still talk about it to this day.
And it's funny when I moved, my first year on the beat here, Grace was a senior at Indiana, so we did long distance for that first year that I was here, and like, She would always be like, whatever about Starkville. Like, you know, to her, Starkville was this place that her boyfriend moved to 8 hours away from Bloomington that probably wasn't the most exciting. And then she moves here, and I'm just like, just give it a chance. And like, I mean, she would probably say the same thing that I say about like how much we love Starkville, like how amazing it is. Like, you grow like to make these places home. And like, that's the thing is like, when you know the people there, when you're friends with people, when you go out of your way to make relationships, and I didn't really have to go out of my way, but you guys were so welcoming to be friendly and stuff like that. Like, as long as you meet the people, like, the place is always going to be fine.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, the place is going to be fine. And Starkville, you know, definitely fits in that spot.
The incredible lineage of the Mississippi State Clarion Ledger beat writer continues here. So we go back, you know, Siku Smith, before he passed away, is one of the top NBA writers in the country. Ian Rappaport is the face of the NFL Network, basically. Kyle Vesey got out of the game.
Courtney Cronin,
you know, not an MSU beat writer, but obviously now a huge part of ESPN.
Yeah.
Will Sammons with The Athletic now covering one of the biggest baseball teams.
And Andy Costa's covering the Orioles.
Tyler Horka covering Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And now you going to cover Ohio State. You know, what is it about this spot that just lends itself to these guys? I mean, it's become a launching pad. We talk about Mississippi State sometimes as like a stepping stone university, right? You take a coaching job at State and you move on to the next thing. That never really happens. I mean, Mullen, but that's about it.
Right.
This job is a stepping stone job to bigger and better jobs.
It's crazy. And it's honestly one of the things that, you know, I noticed when I took the job was like, this has obviously created amazing opportunities, you know, for people. And obviously I knew kind of the career path I wanted to take. I just think it's the access that you get. Like, you don't get a lot of SEC beats where you have four sports that you can prominently cover with coaches that are easily accessible. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, in this past week, you know, when I was telling people that I was taking a job, like I talked to Chris Jans, I talked to Sam Purcell directly. Like, I talked to Chris Lemonis directly. Like, these people are really easy to reach when you need.
We got to let people in on a little secret about Lemonis.
Yeah.
You watch his dog.
Yes, and the Lemonis family, yeah, Frankie's amazing.
Yeah,
the French bulldog that Chris Lemonis has. People probably didn't know this, but like Grace and Kenzie Lemonis, Chris's youngest daughter, went to Indiana together and got to know each other there. So when Grace got the job here, you know, I kind of got to know the Lemonis family, and then I covered Chris my freshman year at Indiana. Was his last year at Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Before he left for State, and like, you know, I got to know Chris well, and like, that's the cool part. I was like, you get to meet these coaches. I know Chris, you know, better than any other coach, but like, you still get to like get close with these coaches. I think that's what kind of helps create this job, is like, there's a lot of places where it's really hard to excel at. Like, I mean, could you imagine being a student straight out of college, like covering Bama? I mean, you're not going to get any access to that staff. Like, it's going to be really tough. And I think you get to come here, you get to cover, like, you just get to learn by doing, right? Like, it's one thing to be a student reporter at Indiana. It's another thing to, you know, be a full-time B reporter covering any school. And being at State, like, you get to know these people so well and get to cover, you know, the team so in-depth that I think it's part of the experience that really helps kind of create this job. Like, whoever comes and does this job, you know, specifically the State reporter at Clarion Ledger, like, is going to have experience going into any other job that's unmatched to, you know, I think you've learned in a classroom or anything like that. And I think that's why, you know, this beat has helped mold so many great reporters.
Well, I just want to say I vehemently am against this, against you leaving, because
Robbie, the first phone call I got about this job was on the drive to Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, they called.
I immediately started dying inside when I heard it.
The moment I hung up, it was like a 5-minute call with like an HR person, basically just being like, you apply, let's make sure, like, before they interview you, that you know what this job is and that you're fit for this job. So I call on, and they're basically just like, tell us why you want this job. And I explain it, and I hang up, and Robbie's like, what? Dude! Like, dude, seriously? I'm like, and on top of it, I'm like, great, now we have 10 more hours one way on this call, right, to really digest all this.
Plus, I stayed with Stefan the whole trip.
Yeah.
No, but I've gotten to the point where I'm very skeptical about people that come in from other places to here. And it's gotten that way because we've had some bad experiences.
Yes.
Specifically with maybe, you know, the state's largest newspaper. So, I was skeptical when you came in, just like I was with John and everybody else.
But Ben Porter saying I was a good guy wasn't enough.
I told Ben.
Well, he said you were a good guy, but
literally, yeah. Whenever you were hired, Ben said that, and I said, well, all due respect, Ben, I'm going to wait it out because you think everybody's a good guy.
Yeah, Ben's too nice.
I will make my own decision. So I made my own decision, and I came away with a really good friend. I've really enjoyed.
Can you dub some sad music over this, Robbie? Can I have
a small violin? Seriously, you have become one of my best friends, and I didn't want to do that because I knew at some point you were going to leave. Yeah. So this is tough. This is really tough, and it's going to be tough when Grace eventually leaves, but at the same time, we're really happy for you. Really
be much excited tougher for this opportunity. Much tougher when Grace
is. It will. But we'll
understandable.
We will take
She's a friend of the podcast.
Yes. We might not take care of her as well as the people in Winona will, but she loves Winona. But we wish you the best.
Thank you.
I will continue to follow you. Sometimes I don't do that on Twitter.
Uh-oh. But I'm just going to add Ohio State to the list of schools I know a lot about.
So. And you will be coming back here
every now.
Every year.
Yeah.
We're going to make you come back here every year.
If I lived up to the State Clarion Ledger stereotype, I'd make a joke about how I'm going to cover Ohio State and Ole Miss in the college football playoff, but I'm not going to do that.
You wanted to get him
out of here. Stefan Krajnik, Cleveland.com, covering Ohio State. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, let's get back to the Catfish Cabin in just a minute. But first, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And hey, if you're not wanting to cook out, go check out one of the great steakhouses we have around this state. There's so many of them. And if you, anywhere you live in Mississippi, you aren't too far away from a great steak at your local steakhouses. And all those guys are proud members of the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find smoked Southern soul food. I haven't been to Two Brothers in a while. Full disclosure there. And I need to do that. I need to do that very, very soon. So it won't be long. I promise you that. So head over to Two Brothers to enjoy some fantastic food, some of your favorite stuff. But if you want to try something new, go try the Older Brother over in the old Two Brothers location on Rue de Grand Fromage and grab yourself a fancy sandwich. Yeah, the food there, fantastic. And it's something different, something new that we have here in Starkville. Go check out the Older Brother and, of course, check out Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. When you need technology for your business, give them a call. And then if you need service, you call back that same number. You talk to the same people. No call centers, no being on a hold for 45 minutes, no out-of-state technician who'll be there in a week, 10 days. You can't wait around for that. You don't have to with Advantage Business Systems. They can take care of your problems a lot quicker, a lot of times the exact same day. The number is 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. When you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State anything, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Check out their incredible selection, stuff you cannot get anywhere else, and, of course, all of the logos that you are looking for. If you're looking for the Bulldog Initiative gear, they have it at Maroon & Co. You can't get it anywhere else, so check it out. And, of course, go to their website, maroonandco.com. Use the promo code THUNDER15, available online or in person. 15% off all regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Let's get back to the Catfish Cabin on today's stop on the Superior Catfish Summer Tour.
We are here with our good friend, Brent Johnson, Superior Catfish, the sales manager. I don't believe that's a high enough title for you. You run things at that.
He's a humble man.
He is humble.
All I want is just to have a job.
In this economy, you're right.
That's right. Anything, just anything.
This is officially the most southern place we've been to because I asked for a Coke Zero and they're like, oh, we have RC? And I was like, I'll take a diet RC. Thank you very much. I hadn't had an RC in years. This is a good, you picked this place for us. You did a good job.
You know what? I really think that you guys should just skip me, get the buffet, and spend the rest of the time with the buffet. It's incredible.
I mean, I can't wait. That's not good radio, though, of just me chewing. And there'll be a lot of it.
It might be good.
When I get over, it's going to be good. I'm not worried about that.
So. We haven't been to a bad place yet, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, every one of them have been good.
It's easy to eat good when you're eating Superior Catfish.
All the time.
What's been going on? You guys, since we last talked, you expanded your factory by a lot. What's going on over there at Superior right now?
Nothing but good stuff.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we expanded, like you say, and really it's more than expansion. It was a complete new plant. We just added on all new. Everything was new that we're in now. The old plant's just used for storage. It's state-of-the-art. It's really clean. Man, anybody that wants to come tour, you guys should come back.
Robbie wears pants this time. Yeah. So you shiver.
I will be well-prepared next time we come in there. We got a chance to see that. We were coming back from something. And we were in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, we said, let's just stop in on
Brent. And we stopped in, and Brent kind of showed us the ropes, like what they were doing. It looks
the great thing about stopping in on to see Brent, for us anyway, is he's like, do you need some catfish? And he just gives us a box of it to take home.
Yeah, you can just stop in again. Come back and see me.
Okay. You know, last year I told you we had like a week off, and I was having withdrawals that we were not on the catfish tour. And so I had a box of catfish, and I told my aunt and I think my cousins were in town. I said, let's have a fish fry. And my aunt's not a big catfish person. She doesn't eat a ton of fried food anyway, but she's just not a big catfish person. I said, you will love this. And so I got the Superior batter, everything. Like I it was all Superior. I even had the hush puppies that y'all had.
Yeah.
And she told me after I did that, it was the best catfish she has ever had. And she was serious about it. That's not made up.
Look at his face. There's zero surprise.
He knows. Yes. He knows.
It happens all the time. We go to place where we're frying fish, at food shows and stuff, and people will come by, I don't like this. I don't like it. And I'll beg them. When I get them to try it, I don't think I've ever had anybody tell me, that wasn't good. I don't like it. Yeah. It's every time.
Because it doesn't taste like fish.
That's right.
You know? Like, it's not dirty. It's clean. Just like you said earlier, it's consistent. And we even have Jeff Lebby is on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
His favorite thing at Little Dewey is catfish.
Are we sure nobody paid him to say that?
I mean, it would be you. You would be the one who did it.
And we've never talked to him about this. He, like, swear to God, he's on this podcast with Reese Davis, a college football podcast.
And
Reese put him on the spot. What is your favorite thing at Little Dewey? And he said, I'm going to surprise you. It's actually the catfish.
Yeah.
Well, I need to meet Jeff. I need to talk to him about this.
We'll just put him on the list of people that y'all are taller than me. Everywhere we go, I'm just like a little kid over here. We're in the Delta, which of course is the catfish capital of the world. And you talked to, you just recently talked with Steve Azar, Mississippi's ambassador, my coworker, the second best looking Lebanese guy in the state of Mississippi. I'm number one. He's number two. And y'all put some recipes together. Because when people think about catfish, it's always fried catfish.
That's right.
But you can do so much with catfish.
So much.
So tell us about working with Steve.
Steve, and he is fantastic. He's a Mississippi guy.
Oh yeah,
promotes Mississippi. Anything local, he promotes. Nothing he does. He was negative. Anything that comes from overseas, just anything Mississippi. And him and Mark Kovitz, mm-hmm. they're in the studio. They guys had some recipes that they mixed up, and
the prodigy.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
the main one, probably the most impressive one. They did a blackened catfish salad.
Salad.
It was a salad.
Okay.
Back in the catfish filet, they had some seasoning, some beer. We're working on some new product. We've got a blackened seasoning. It's really fantastic. And
where's
just,
that at,
Bruce? It's just barely in the make. We had one bottle, and that one bottle is what they used.
Okay.
The next
bottle I want.
I saw Brent bring Mark this. It was like in a plastic bag.
Oh, that was the other day. Like, yeah, we were at Obie's.
I bet that thing's good. Right. If you ever see like some seasoning just in a plastic bag.
It's going to be good.
And they used And blacking that catfish up, and he had a salad that he used all local ingredients. Had the local honey, some blackberries he picked
wow.
For the dressing, and it was incredible. And he put that catfish filet on top of that.
Who invited to that?
No.
Robbie.
Blame Robbie for that.
I'm blaming Robbie over
yep.
It was Robbie. It's Robbie's deal. He's kind of secret about some of the stuff he does.
He was like, those guys eat enough.
It was a salad, though. It would have been good for me.
We've had enough.
Would have been good for me.
Since we did this tour last year, I think you told me that like a lot of restaurants reached out to me like, hey, we want to get on this too. What was the reaction of people to this catfish tour?
It's been nothing but incredible. The last year, our calls, people asking about Superior across the state, it's just nothing we've done before. The calls, the people talking about it, it's requests for Superior. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's really, I think it's taken to the next level. All the work we're doing with, it's great.
That's great.
Yeah, and if you're a grocery store looking to sell this stuff, call them.
Yeah.
I know that Piggly Wiggly and Louisville's got it. Who else has it around here? Around?
I don't know if anybody over in this area. It's kind of hard to know, but I know we're scattered across the state. We go to distributors, and where they go, it's kind of hard for us. We're working to get the list and people where it's going, but it's getting scattered. It's getting more and more across Mississippi. I think people are asking for it more and more.
Are you have any plans to go out of the state of Mississippi? You got Alabama. I got a friend who lives down in Gulf Breeze, Florida. He said, get Superior Catfish down here so we can do a show down here.
Oh, we're all over.
Okay.
We go down there. Oh, yeah.
Catfish tour the Southeast.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to go around the world, brother.
Yes. We're taking Superior worldwide.
Worldwide.
And also, you can come to Superior and buy catfish,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, walk in the door. We do tremendous sales right out the front. It's the freshest you can get right there.
Yeah. You talk about freshness. It can't get any fresher than that. So,
Brent, Robbie and I have told you this before, but we enjoy our partnership with Superior like none other.
I mean, we have a lot of sponsors, but none of them, I don't think we have the personal relationship with that we have with Superior Catfish. We enjoy you letting us do these tours and show off your great products, and we're going to continue to do it and continue to make sure that everybody knows that there's catfish and then there's Superior Catfish.
Superior Catfish. Well, we feel the same way. The personal relationship that you guys do, nobody else is doing that. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. We make friends, move, get around the state, see people.
We get to eat good, too.
Eat good, that's right.
I haven't eaten yet. You have.
If you guys are missing out, you're wasting your time.
All right.
I don't know what you're waiting on. It's fantastic.
We're going to make it happen.
And Superior also now sponsoring the Rumblers.
That's right.
There you go.
You have a Rumblings question for me and Robbie? We'll answer it right here live. Any question you want.
I have had one, but I've forgotten it.
No.
I've had some. I've wanted to text you.
You need to text me one time.
And I'll get you.
We let very few people text us.
Yeah, it's a select list.
Robert St. John is on the list.
You can be on that list.
I really do feel special.
I'll tell you what, we'll even bump you front of the line. You can go first. You don't have to wait 30 minutes into the podcast to get your question answered.
I'm trying to think. I had one just the other day I was thinking about. I wish I could pull it back up.
As soon as you get it, you text me.
I will.
Right. I will. Brent Johnson, Superior Catfish. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
One of my favorite things on these catfish tour stops here is meeting with the ownership of these great restaurants around our state. Tara Heron is here. She owns the Catfish Cabin. Established 2005. This feels like a much older restaurant, though. I don't know if that was the way you designed it or what, but I feel like I'm in a place that's been open since the 60s.
Yes.
And that was part of the plan?
Yes. Judge Baird Holmes had it.
Mm-hmm.
70s, maybe late 60s,
okay.
70s. My parents had it in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay. And obviously you have the buffet. Is that every day?
Monday through Friday and Sunday lunch buffet. We have a Friday night buffet.
I just want to let you know that if I lived in the Delta, you would see me at least twice a week and probably three times. I just want to point that out to you. I don't know. It would be to the point where I might have a reserve table. I wanted to ask you about that. So you've got some reserve signs up, but they're handwritten. That one over there is like laminated, and who is Bishop?
That's some good friends, but we have laminated cards for people who are regulars. Like on Sundays, we have a lot of tables.
I got you.
Laminated cards.
There would be a reserve table.
Reserve, yes.
Yeah, that would be.
Have a reserve.
Laminated. Yeah, I would.
We went to the Seafood Junction last year in Algoma, and there were people lined out the door to get in. It was kind of that way today,
yeah.
Too, just for like a random lunch day. Is this the usual crowd on your lunches throughout the week?
Friday. This is kind of fish and rib day. Every other Friday, we have ribs along with our catfish, so it's a big day.
One thing that I wanted to ask y'all is, this is like, state of Mississippi is like the catfish capital of the world, and this is the heart of catfish country right here in the Delta. You guys are going out of the Delta to get your catfish. Why was Superior the people that you wanted to do business with?
I've been here for 24 years, and Superior has been more consistent in flavor and size, and I've just been real happy with it.
And that's something your customers tell you. They're like, you know, because there's a lot of catfish restaurants around here. Do they come to you and they're like, you have the best, this is the best catfish we have in the Delta?
Compliments on our catfish.
Saying that every time we've talked to everybody, we're like, I need to go eat. I haven't eaten yet.
My mouth's water.
I'm barely holding on to sanity at this point. What is it? What makes a great catfish house? Well, what is the most important thing other than the catfish itself? Because I feel like you've got the atmosphere. The people here are super friendly. And I mentioned earlier, RC Cola. That's a real Southern thing that I have not. I couldn't tell you the last time I had an RC Cola. It's great. I don't know why I don't drink it more often. I guess because you can't find it. If you had to pick one thing that's like, this is what makes our restaurant special, what is it?
I mean, we have good food. Like I said, our catfish is good. Our staff is friendly.
Mm-hmm. Who's baking the cakes back there? Do they look good?
Well, we have a couple people back there that bake the cakes.
I may steal one from
you. Yeah.
Okay. Tara, we are so pleased to have been able to come out here and come out to the Delta and meet you today and come to this restaurant. It's fantastic. Can't wait to get something to eat and tell everybody how good the food here is, the catfish cabbage. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Mississippi Media Production.